Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
They have a deal. Negotiators for GM and the UAW have proposed a tentative agreement that could end the month-long strike. We get the latest now from WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
And that deal announced about an hour ago, Jackie, following a number of lengthy bargaining sessions. Leaders of UAW GM locals will meet tomorrow morning to decide whether or not to recommend it and when to send workers back, whether it's right away or following a ratification vote. Berkeley labor expert Harley Shaken says we've been moving in this direction for a while.
This is not a great surprise. It's welcome news for GM, and it's certainly welcome news for auto workers that have been on the picket line for about a month.
No details yet, but major issues have been pay, temporary workers, and job security. The UAW says the deal represents major gains for workers. I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
WWJ's Ron Dewey is outside the GM Tech Center in Warren. He's joining us live and local with more on how workers along the picket lines are feeling about all this. Ron.
Jackie, workers on Mound Road in front of the tech center, not quite jumping for joy. Not that picketing in 47 degrees and drizzle helps any, but they also seem to be holding their tongues until they understand exactly what they will be voting on, if anything, since walking off the line a month ago.
Been a struggle, but hanging in there, the regular paycheck. Holding out, see what happens.
Workers like that gentleman appear to be playing it close to the vest, Jackie, with a wait-and-see attitude until their executive meets in the days ahead to determine the union's next step. Ron Dewey, WWJ, News Radio 950.
All right, thanks, Ron. And what will this deal mean for Wayne County? WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas with more. Vicki.
And Jackie, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans making an appearance here in Hamtramck when word of a tentative agreement came down.
All right, well, we just got the word there is a tentative agreement. Your thoughts?
That's great. Hopefully the tentative agreement is substantive enough and so that the rank and file will support it. But clearly, being out of work for a month, the stresses and strains, I'm sure, have been significant, not only on the workers, but on the corporation's bottom line, too. And so hopefully it's accepted. I'm glad to hear that.
In Hamtramck, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit police investigating after discovering a body in the backyard of a vacant home near the area where other killings have been attributed to a serial killer. Someone called 911 shortly after 10 o'clock when officers arrived at the street or at the home on Hawthorne Street near 8 Mile and I-75. They discovered the body wrapped in carpet. Police tell WWJ they do not know how long the victim had been there or even if it was a man or a woman. The medical examiner is looking into the identity and the cause of death. One person is hurt after a fire this morning in Detroit. WWJ's Sandra McNeil with that story. Sandra.
Jackie, a 33-year-old man suffered second and third degree burns from the fire that broke out at the home on St. Albans near 7 Mile in the Quinter. Deputy Detroit Fire Commissioner Dave Fornell says the fire was in an unsupervised group home.
People were living there, but apparently there wasn't, a resident supervisor there. They're probably visited by social workers and that type of thing.
They don't yet know what caused the fire. The Red Cross is helping the victims. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan voters divided when it comes to impeachment inquiry for President Trump. Marketing Resource Group conducted a poll with 49% supporting the impeachment inquiry and 45% opposing it.
What we found is that the voters in Michigan are actually really split on whether or not Congress should be going through this impeachment process with the president or whether or not they shouldn't. And, there was very few people who hadn't made up their mind now. Most people had
had basically have a strong opinion one way or the other on this.
That's MRG senior advisor Tom Shields. He says President Trump's base is holding strong during this impeachment process while his opposition seems to be energized.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.